So to summarize, what did we see today? We saw that in doing the mitzvot, one can be protected from things that happen in the world. And we saw that the Ran described this, that when you do mitzvah, you can overcome nature. You're above nature. And we said that that's an indication that the Ran understands that in some way, the plague of the firstborn was nature. And the fact that we didn't die was unnatural. So that I'll spell out. Fine. That the Ran will explain later on, that Makas Bechoros was some type of disease that God put in the air. We're going to see. The Ran is going to explain that when Hashem does a miracle, Hashem does it through nature. And so when Hashem did the plague of the firstborn, the Ran is going to say Hashem did something in the world that those children that had to contend at childbirth with opening their mother's womb, they were the first child to come out. Hashem knew that there's some type of weakness in their system because they had to do that. There's a difference between a womb that's been opened once and not. And so Hashem made it that there'd be a disease in the world that any child that that had to contend with that will die. What weakness do firstborns have in their system? With regard to everything else, we probably don't see any weakness. But Hashem can make one disease, that's all it takes. One disease where that will infect them. And then, the question is, then why don't the Jews die? The Jewish firstborn were just like them. If Hashem is plaguing Mitzrayim with something natural, so then why don't the Jews die from it? So I'm already jumping ahead of the gun. You know, the Ran is going to discuss all of this. But that's the idea that the Ran is saying over here, that the keeping of the mitzvah put us above the laws of nature. The Makkah came through the laws of nature. You guys are getting me to say everything instead of letting you think. Okay, but that's what the Ran's alluding to over here, where he says that the mitzvah allows us to overcome nature, so that the punishment happens within nature, and us being saved from the punishment puts us above nature. And he said this is the idea that a tzaddik rules over Hashem, the Gemara says. The idea is Hashem says, I make a decree, and he can undo it, meaning he can work his way out of nature. And then we said, this is an indication, and now we have a little bit less to think about, that when Hashem makes a decree, it works within nature. The one who can overcome that decree, he's climbing out of nature. It's not the way we ordinarily think, that the punishment, there Hashem's intervening and that's it. Now he's going to die because of that. It's the other way around. So again, that needs work. And that needs work and thought. So does that mean that deen and nature go hand in hand? Is that what the Ran is telling us? Is the nature of the world, does that go hand in hand with deen? That might be very logical. You know, there are diseases, there are people who live, there are people who die, there are antibodies. That might be very logical that deen and nature go hand in hand, and that rachamim is already a totally different concept. But I'm saying that's where you guys have to think, because you could take these concepts very far. We're just starting. And the Ran, the way Rishonim often work, is that they give you two words, they give you a whole world in those two words. When we learned the Ramban, we used to learn two sentences each week. And on those two sentences, we'd have a whole class, because it's the Ramban, you know. Every word over there is a gem. You'll see whole classes on two sentences, but we learned a tremendous amount from each sentence, tremendous amount of Jewish philosophy. So here too, I want you guys to think about what the ramifications of these thoughts are.